High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. In case you missed the first hour, we talked about Gronk's acting ability, Victor Wembanyama. Can you be a Hall of Famer and still have a disappointing career? Now we turn our attention to some football items as we have a game coming up tonight. This is one of those no-win situations for the Bills. Even if they do win, they're supposed to win. 8.5-point favorites against the Buccaneers. But you're going to get style points tonight with the analyst. How are they playing? How's the defense? Josh Allen? Any turnovers? Standalone game? And we'll have a referendum on this coming up on Friday. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. The calendar is available, and it is awesome. Go to danpatrick.com and sign up. You can pre-order your Dan Patrick Show calendar. Also, we have a little bit of moonshine left. That's available at danpatrick.com as well. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We discussed Victor Wembanyama's debut last night. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block, got in foul trouble, and I thought it was a pretty good debut. A lot of eyes on that game, standalone game, Mavericks, Luka, Kyrie, and Victor Wembanyama showed some promise. Got a beautiful shot, and it's just kind of, you know, you got to get into that, what do you expect from me, or what do I expect from myself at the defensive end and the offensive end? But I can't have him get into foul trouble with trying to help out too much. You're going to help out. You're going to be a, you know, rim protector. I mean, he can be in the paint and also protect on the three-point line. He has that much length. But offensively, I got to have him in there. Got to have him at the other end and take advantage of a mismatch every single time down the floor. Luka had an, oh, by the way, triple-double. Kyrie looked good as well. But the story was Victor Wembanyama. And here's Greg Popovich summing up what he saw from his star rookie.
I think it was great. One of the toughest things for a player is you get into foul trouble and you never get in a rhythm and you're in and out of the game and that sort of thing. So I thought his maturity showed even at a young age where he came in with the last, I think, 7 minutes and just played. We ran some stuff for him. He executed where a lot of guys would have been totally out of it by then because they, as you said, were in foul trouble and didn't get their rhythm. So I thought he had a wonderful outing, considering that.
Tim Duncan, I think 4 years older, maybe 5 years older when he made his debut, he had 15 points in his debut. There's a tune-in factor to Victor Wembanyama because that size, that athleticism, he's 19 years of age, and it's going to be fun. And he's in great hands with Greg Popovich. He's already had Tim Duncan and David Robinson. So the Buccaneers at the Bills tonight. Brock Purdy is iffy with a concussion, or he's in concussion protocol. We'll talk about that coming up. World Series starts Friday night. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and watching our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Poll question got a little spicy at the end of last hour. Seton, would you give the wording on the poll question as we go into hour two on this Thursday?
Yeah, Dan, we put up there, who would you bet on to make the Hall of Fame? Victor Wembanyama or Caleb Williams?
All right.
Right now, 91% have Victor.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah. You know, I think the perception of Caleb Williams has changed dramatically in the last couple of weeks. Now, he's still the same player. He's just on a team that's not that good. I think he made them far better than they probably are. He covered up a lot of things. I just don't think they're very good. You know, I go back to John Elway. His team never made a bowl game. I think they maybe went 7-7, but back then you didn't have as many bowl games, but you still knew what you had with John Elway. He was going to be the number one overall pick and became a Hall of Famer. Andrew Luck, can't miss, great player. Injuries derailed that, or he might have been a Hall of Famer. And also, when we look at a Hall of Fame, baseball is really tough to get into. Football, pretty tough. Basketball, not as tough, because we're factoring it. Imagine if football was just the Football Hall of Fame. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Imagine if we factored in your college career. Would there be guys getting into the Hall of Fame that probably shouldn't be or wouldn't under the current standards here? I mean, Tim Tebow, is he a Hall of Famer? If I bring up his college career, you can argue it's best college career quarterback's ever had. Does Johnny Manziel get in because of his college career? But basketball is the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's what you do in your entire career, not just professionally. Yes, Marvin?
If it was the Football Hall of Fame, one name would be in for sure, Doug Flutie.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, he's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame because I think there's only counting really NFL, but what he did in college and the CFL.
Yeah.
And for, you know, 8 minutes in NFL.
Yeah. He was ahead of his time. Flutie was. And he had a coach in Mike Ditka who didn't really like that Doug was 5'10". He didn't like his little quarterback there. But Flutie was a great football player. He just never found the right situation or a style and offense that embraced him. It was like, come on in, let's see if you can play my style of football. Flutie coming out now, offensive coordinators, they would cater it to Doug Flutie. Yes, Marv.
In Buffalo, Rob Johnson, he looked like a quarterback.
No, he did.
But Doug Flutie was a man. I mean, that dude was a boss.
Yeah. Doug played like a quarterback. Rob Johnson looked like a quarterback. Like, you're watching Rob Johnson, you're like, man, that guy's good, I think. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, since it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, right? It's your entire career, right?
Yeah.
Should this player be in the Hall of Fame? Christian Laettner.
Yeah.
He's not.
Yeah, but he should be in the Hall of Fame.
He's been out of basketball for 17 years. What's the holdup? And he was not an awful NBA player.
No, he played like 15 years in the NBA.
He made one All-Star team.
Yeah.
It was a disappointing career in comparison to college.
Yes, yes, because he's a top five college player of all time.
What's the holdup?
I don't know. I don't vote on these things.
It's something.
Yeah, Seton.
Should college count?
Well, only because it's under the umbrella of the Basketball Hall of Fame. If they said the NBA Hall of Fame, then you would have a lot of guys who weren't in.
If you took away his college career and just did 15 years in the NBA and were like, hey, he made one All-Star game, that's pretty good.
Well, you wouldn't be a Hall of Famer.
Right. No, I know. And you also wouldn't look at that career as be like, hey, man, you played 15 years. That's great. But you wouldn't look at it as be like, that's actually a pretty good career.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't even enter the conversation. But he played so well at Duke that you're like, I don't know. This guy was pretty special.
He's one of the greatest players of all time as far as college goes. Sometimes we get caught up with, that guy won a Heisman. Well, what did he do in the NFL? Well, it didn't pan out, but he... You know, when he played in college, he was great. Yes, he.
It feels almost disrespectful to NBA players to count great college players in the same sentence, because college basketball is not even remotely close to the same level as the NBA. It's not even remotely close to the same thing. So to lump them together and be like, yeah, but what he did in college, there were a lot of dudes in college that were great. Terry DeHaire was awesome in college, and he didn't do anything.
But do I do the same thing with coaching? If you just coached in college, so that means Mike Krzyzewski's not in the pro basketball or the NBA Hall of Fame.
I would almost flip that, actually, as if you could do it in a long time in college working with those kids who actually have less talent than the NBA players. It might actually be more impressive. But I think part of my reason that the college players shouldn't count as much is because it's a limited window. Coach K doing it for 20, 30 years is very impressive. A kid showing up for a year, two, three, maybe four is less impressive.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Is there a college basketball Hall of Fame? Because if there is...
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Then he's not in Naismith.
I think there's a college football Hall of Fame. Isn't that in South Bend? Didn't they move that? It used to be...
Yeah, they moved it down to Atlanta, I thought.
Oh, okay. So it was in my hometown, Mason, Ohio, Kings Island area, and then they moved it to South Bend, I thought, now down in Atlanta.
There's a college basketball Hall of Champions, which is more of a museum, and they do put college guys in specifically. But Leitner is an extreme example. Like, he's the most extreme example of a guy whose college career was impeccable. You know, first ballot. And his NBA career was average.
Yeah.
But not bad. Like, if he doesn't go in, who does? Because I would rather have his career than Yao Ming's.
Oh, yeah.
Or
I would, too.
I'd rather have his career than quite a few people that are NBA Hall of Famers.
But it's easier to get in with basketball because it does encapsulate what you did in college, if you played in Europe, and what you did in the NBA. Baseball's really hard. We've had Hall of Fame elections where nobody got in. Or one guy get, and Bruce Sutter, Hall of Famer. And that's it. So you got to have a minimum of 10 years. Football's tough too. And there's a lot of guys waiting, and they'll continue to wait. We were just talking about Sterling Sharp. Sterling Sharp's a Hall of Famer. Sterling Sharp, when he was playing, he was as good as any wide receiver. He was great. Great. And then an injury cut short his career. Yes, Paul?
I believe Sterling Sharp had a better career in every way than Calvin Johnson. And he didn't choose to leave the sport. He had to leave the sport. Hmm. Sterling Sharp, 112 catches, 108 catches, 90 catches, led the league three times in receptions. 1,500 yards. He led the league twice in touchdowns. His last year before he got hurt, he had 18 touchdown catches. Yeah. He was in his prime.
Yeah, he was great. No, he was. He was great. Should be in the Hall of Fame. And he was never media friendly. That plays a role, you know, certainly with some members of the media. But I don't know if it was ever important to Sterling Sharp to get in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's an interesting guy. Played golf with him as one of the funniest people I've ever been around. But he doesn't talk football. He didn't care. He just wants to play golf. Couldn't care. All right, we'll stay with that poll question for hour two. Some phone calls. We'll talk about Brock Purdy's situation, that he's in the concussion protocol. It feels like we're using that term. It's like flu-like symptoms. Well, if you're in the concussion protocol, you have a concussion. And I think if you have flu-like symptoms, you have the flu. But we don't want to just say he's got a concussion. He's like, no, he's in the concussion protocol. As if you're in the county jail, you're not in a penitentiary. Like, you're not serving hard time in San Quentin. No. He's just, he's not incarcerated. He's in the town jail. Hey, he's in the concussion protocol. Does that mean he has a concussion? Now they're doing this one. He's in protocol. They leave out concussion here. Yeah, let's leave out that word concussion. Here's Kyle Shanahan talking about Brock Purdy.
Oh, he started getting symptoms on the plane. So we found that out when we landed. We were all pretty asleep, but then he got all checked up today and yesterday, and now he's in the protocol.
Does he have enough time to clear protocol in order to be available for the game on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, he does have enough time. Just got to go through the process.
Of course, it didn't happen during the game. He had symptoms on the plane because you don't want the medical staff to be questioned or the coaching staff that he somehow went back into the game. After I can pretty much zero in on a hit that he took right to the head on a quarterback sneak. And if you look at, so before he got hit, and this is helmet to helmet on one of those push tushes, he was 19 to 24, 252 and a touchdown. After he got hit, 2 for 6, 20 yards and 2 interceptions. I'm going to guess maybe had some symptoms. Maybe some symptoms. Never went to the tent. Okay. And then you, all of a sudden you get on the plane. Now, you don't want to have somebody with a concussion get on a plane. But I don't know how else he was going to get home, but that'd be a long car ride.
The concussion train.
Yes.
Amtrak.
Choo-choo. We'll call it the protocol. Yeah. You're going to have to get on the protocol. Okay. It's the 310 protocol to San Francisco. All right, so we got a poll question. Chris Sims will join us coming up next hour. I want to talk to him about what's going on in Buffalo. I don't know what's going on in Buffalo, but something's going on in Buffalo. And is it the coach? Is it the quarterback? I know they don't have their defensive players. They've lost, you know, three impact defensive players. But it feels like there's something there. And I don't know how good this team is. But this is, you know, Brock Purdy, this is the opening for Sam Darnold to come on down. Sam Darnold is, Paulie said, Sam Darnold, he's only 26. I said, Sam's been 26 for 3 years now. He has.
Technically, no.
Are you sure that Sam Darnold is 26,
Paul? I'll check during the break.
Okay. Let me take a break. Just getting started. Let's see. Got the poll question. I told you about the calendars, tailgate, moonshine. Yeah, all that stuff. Checked all the boxes. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Special shout out to our friends at Panini America, inviting you to check out their NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. They have one-of-a-kind digital cards. They have brand new crafting features available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. You're going to have the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Paniniamerica.net and also the Panini Direct app. You can find the most popular NFL and NBA trading card brands and Panini instant cards. They celebrate that week's biggest collectible moments. Panini has been turning up the heat with NIL, including Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers. Also, Arch Manning. Arch Manning may see some playing time coming up this weekend. Look out for the college football top players in Panini's NIL products that are coming soon. Whether you collect physical or digital packs, Panini has you covered. Visit PaniniAmerica.net. PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We have the gambling podcast that Bad Larry, Shane Irving, and Dylan the Graphics Guy will take part in coming up later on today after the show. It'll be available at danpatrick.com. It's a lot of fun. And we do get around to talking gambling. So Dylan, billing the graphics guy, who famously said that he's taken Stanford money line to beat Colorado a couple of weeks ago, said on the podcast that he was taking, during when the baseball playoffs started, he was going to take the Diamondbacks and the Rangers to play in the World Series.
That is wild.
So he said it. He didn't bet it.
Yeah, it's this.
But he said it.
Tale as old as time.
But he does have the Rangers winning the World Series. He took the Rangers to win the World Series, and he said prior to the baseball playoffs, Diamondbacks, Rangers in the World Series. Yes, Marv.
At least he bet on F1.
He does bet on F1. He's very big on F1. Nobody else is betting on Formula One, I don't think, but Dylan is. So that'll be coming up later on today. Marvin gets to stay in there, so Marvin's recording it, and then he puts it together, puts it up on the website. And there are times when I have to bring Marvin in because stuff is said that somebody else needs to comment on other than me. And Marv sometimes will be like, wait, what did Bad Larry just say?
Yep.
Usually one of those per episode.
Blackjack dealer, what'd you say?
By the way, the NASCAR playoffs continue at Martinsville. The race to the championship goes straight through the heartland. That'll be Sunday 2 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. All right, a couple of phone calls. And then nobody is more excited about the possibility of Sam Darnold starting for the 49ers against the Bengals coming up this weekend. By the way, how did that injury impact the odds makers? Brock Purdy's concussion announcement, the Niners were blank versus the Bengals. The team is now blank versus the Bengals. The game in San Francisco. Todd, the Niners were blank.
They were 5.5-point favorites, and now it's down to 2.5.
Okay, you got the first part. They were 5.5-point favorites. Sam Darnold, as the quarterback, the 49ers are blank. Marvin, you being a Niners fan?
They're now 1.5 favorites.
Paulie?
3.5.
Bloop, bloop. 3.5-point favorites.
Indictment of Purdy.
Brock Purdy. What's an indictment of Sam Darnold?
I was going to say they were 6.5-point favorites. Wow. This is the chance they've been waiting for.
That's what Paulie should have said if he truly believes in Sam Darnold. He was a sure thing 6 years ago, wasn't he? Wasn't he the safe pick?
Actually, about 8 years ago, he was a sure thing. Because then he came back for the dreaded year after the year.
Yeah.
And now I think he's 6 years into his career, but maybe seven.
He had to come back.
Right.
He couldn't leave.
Right.
Yes, Paulie.
So I think there's a path for Sam Darnold to get back to NFL relevancy and get paid. Right. Now, he's 26 years old. And his 3 years with the Jets weren't as bad as people think. I know you're laughing out there. 45 touchdowns and 39 picks. That's not horrible.
Okay.
That's about the same as Alex Smith's first 4 years,
okay,
right? And Sam Darnold last year had 7 touchdowns and 3 picks for Carolina, and he was 4-2 as a starter. He kind of built back some credibility last year. Then he goes to the Niners to be a backup, and which is a smart play for he and his agent, because if he can, these next two games, let's say in the next two games he throws for 4 touchdown passes and 0 picks. You know, 250 a game, 2 touchdowns, no picks, couple clean wins, some nice stats. He'll get paid next year. Someone will take a chance. Like if you're,
but why would I take a chance on Sam Darnold at 27 when I can get a rookie coming in?
If you can't get the rookie, let's say you're the Atlanta Falcons, who have all the skill position players and they're not sure about their quarterback Desmond Ridder, who gives the ball up a lot. You may call Sam Darnold and say, "Can you give us 3 years for $60 million, you know, one of those Ryan Tannehill type deals.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know.
Okay, Ryan Tannehill did have a resurgence with the Titans.
Going back to Jimmy Garoppolo, remember when he had that opportunity when Tom Brady got suspended?
Mm-hmm.
He was 26 years old, and he was 25. Check that. He was 25 years old. He got 2 starts. He was 2-0, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks.
Yeah.
In those two games, he got a gigantic deal from the San Francisco 49ers. Based off 2 NFL starts. There is a path.
But Atlanta could have picked up Sam Darnold, though.
Yeah. But
it's not like they go, hey, he wasn't available. He was available to anybody.
I'm almost not saying this is right or wrong. It's just this is Sam's chance. He's either going to be Colt McCoy, where he is a really nice backup who says all the right things for 8 years. Or, you know, Geno Smith got a second chance at 30. out of a weird one.
So yeah.
There's time. But he's still youngish. People still remember the USC promise with Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. And also the Jets get a lot of the blame for his struggles. They always do.
Yeah, Seton O'Connor?
I'm guessing the Panthers get a blame, too, for not playing him either. But this is, you can't argue with the fact that this is Sam's chance because he's actually playing. So obviously now, yes, there is a chance that maybe if he plays well this one game, maybe two games, that he might get a chance somewhere else. I just don't know that people are clamoring for, like, ah, that's the Sam we've been waiting for. Did you see what he did against the Bengals?
Not today, not before the start. Mm. In 2 weeks. Let's say he plays.
So Paulie is ahead of the story.
Yes.
Right?
The best thing that can happen to Sam Darnold is not to play eight games and play average, is to play two games and play well and get right back to the bench as fast as you can.
But if I'm the Niners, I don't want to let him go because I'm not quite sure about Brock Purdy health status moving forward. He's not a big guy. And maybe you want to keep Sam Darnold for that insurance policy here. Yes, Marv?
Does this start another quarterback controversy? Like, oh, Sam Darnold? Or does this, you know, keep up with the narrative that, hey, anybody could play quarterback for the 49ers and be good?
Yeah, Seton.
There's a huge problem with this story. Massive. It's called Week 9. That's their bye week. So that means that Sam now, Brock Purdy has to be out for at least 3 weeks for Sam Darnold to get two games in.
Oh, so it's Bengals bye?
Bengals bye Jaguars. Mm. That just feels like a story that, unfortunately, I wish it was going to be written, but man, does it feel like it's not going to be.
Okay, one game, three touchdowns, 260.
$60 million.
Bye week, all the buzz of the bye week, it'll be all about Sam Darnold for 2 weeks.
While Purdy's in the concussion, the protocol.
He might completely ball against the Bengals, and then that bye week is spent creating the quarterback controversy. That's it.
Remember,
Paulie was so excited this morning, and we were all shooting it down. Oh, he's like, no, listen to me. Two games. He could get like a $60 million contract, you know, 3 years. And we go, no.
This is based off NFL history, though. Okay. Teams do this all the time, right or wrong. Scott Mitchell played like three games for the Miami Dolphins and got $1 zillion from Detroit.
Who was it? Matt Flynn. With the Packers.
He didn't even start. They gave Russell Wilson the gig.
Yes, Mark.
Rob Johnson.
Yeah. There's some stupid front office people. Like you go, man, did you see Matt Flynn ball out against the Lions? Yeah. He threw for 400 yards. We're going to bring him in. So the organization that is credited for Geno Smith and drafting Russell Wilson Jr. III also has to be blamed for bringing in Matt Flynn as well. Correct? Seattle Seahawks. And now you brought in Geno, so now they're back to being, that's a brilliant organization. Yes, Pauling.
Geno Smith went from a stop. He was no longer a starter at age 25. He basically sat playing here and there. He started three games in 7 years, and he got the big contract, big-ish contract, not the big one, but the medium contract last year. He threw 30 touchdowns last year, 70% led the league in percentage, and at 32 years old got another big contract.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Great story.
Not a lot of Geno Smiths out there, though.
Are you sure?
I mean, people who, like, at 30 years old got the medium-ish, big-ish contract.
Yeah.
Alex Smith is a good example, though. Alex Smith, and he was a first-round pick, had a lot of expectations. He was very with the 49ers, and he had that injury year. Then he kind of got it back together, and then they stumbled into Kaepernick and bailed on him.
Yeah.
And he dropped right into the Chiefs' lap with a good team.
And then they bailed on him, too, for the next, for the real quarterback.
Yeah.
And Alex Smith, because of all that goodwill he built up with the Chiefs, Washington gave him a zillion.
It's like you have the girlfriend and you go, yeah, I really like her. And then all of a sudden you have the girlfriend and you go, no, I really love her. Feels like Alex Smith was always, I really like him. And then somebody else would come along and go, oh, I really love her.
I don't think the NFL pays goodwill. I really don't. If they did, running backs wouldn't be like, hey, what about us? What about all the goodwill I built up running,
goodwill,
you know, busting my ass for the last 3 years and getting my head crushed in? How about that goodwill? No, see you later. There's another guy right behind you.
Yeah. He needs to get that bell that you ring, goodwill, you know, just ringing it there. Big bucket over here to put your donations in. What, Paulie?
All right, let's get it out of the way now then, because we got to do it before the result. Because if Sam Darnold has 300 yards and three touchdowns this weekend, it's too late. What will Sam Darnold be doing next year for a living and where? Backup, starter, and where? Which one? Backup or starter or and where?
Backup, San Francisco.
Backup or starter or where?
Yeah.
That's the new segment.
Yeah.
Backup or starter or where?
Starter.
Get those sponsors, Seton. Get those sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah. We need a battery, you know. Like
backup or starter
startup.
Or where? Backup or starter or where? Backup or starter or where? Backup or starter or where?
Marvin, Sam Darnold, next season.
He'll be a starter for a game in San Francisco.
Okay.
Next season.
All right. So he's going to be a backup who gets a start
Marvin,
next year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Now you got to play the game. Are you listening?
Did. Yeah. I'm here.
He could just play one game and then he doesn't play anymore.
He'll be a backup in San Francisco.
Okay, and he gets one start.
And one start.
Todd.
Backup San Francisco, at least two starts. I raise you a start.
Seton O'Connor.
Oh, man. It's almost impossible to predict this kind of thing because who the hell cares? But
Pauly does.
Yeah.
Pauly.
Yeah, I know.
Good
I know.
Sports radio conversation.
Yeah. It makes for good sports radio conversation. I'm going to say, you know what? He's going to be starting for the Falcons.
Oh!
There you go.
Okay. That's still Paul's thing.
That had to be Pauly.
That's understandable.
That's his hot take.
Did you take Atlanta? Sam Darnold starting in Atlanta?
No, he'll be backing up somewhere. Maybe the 49ers, maybe somewhere else.
What about you, Paul?
He'll be the starter for the Minnesota Vikings.
What?
Wow. That is hot.
They may have an opening.
That's hot. I think they
resign. Would you rather have Kirk Cousins or Sam Darnold? No, hour three poll question.
No, you want Kirk D. Cousins.
For 150 for 3 years.
Kirk Cousins is going to be the quarterback with the Vikings next year. I think they bring him back. Yes, Marv.
Is Paulie related to Sam Darnold?
Not technically, no. Not yet.
We're all brothers. We're all human.
Yeah. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. I don't know what the hell happened today. Wendell in Music City. Hi, Wendell.
Hey, Dan. Good to talk to you again. Happy Thursday.
Well, thank you, Wendell.
Yeah, third time caller, 9 3/4.
Hands. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, I was going to call in when you started talking about all the potential of these young athletes and their expectations, and it got me thinking even before the last poll question was up about Kayla Williams. Got a pie-in-the-face challenge to any of the guys.
Mm.
Here we go. I'm not an expert on all things USC, but looking at Kayla Williams, if he is taken in the top three spots, he will not win 10 games in the NFL as a starter before he's deemed a bust.
So we're already calling him a bust, that he won't be a quarterback on a 10-win team. Is that what you're saying, Wendell?
He won't win 10 games as a starter before he's deemed a bust.
Okay. Well, that is a complete bust. Anybody want a piece of Wendell? Yes, Paul.
Yeah, that's a nice four-year from now bet. I love those.
Yeah. And I'll be retired. We won't be doing the show, and we'll never hear from Wendell.
That's gutsy, though.
Okay. Luciano in New York. Luciano, welcome back.
Good morning, couple. Marvin, Peace King, what up, son? And to the good fellas, Todd, Seton, Pauly, what's it about? All right, Dan, this is why you get the big bucks here on this one.
All right.
All right, so... It's important before you make this ruling that I articulate just how visceral feelings are with the brothers amongst each other with this argument, because yesterday led to a pretty nice little dust-up and some fists were throwing. And this comes up pretty much every year when this particular player starts to play at a certain level.
Wait, guys were fighting at the barbershop.
Couple fist fights. And just in case you're wondering, don't worry about it. I gave the guy a terrific beating yesterday, so you don't even have to worry about it.
LeBron right? James.
All right, so for the last 5 years, this has become a problem when this particular player starts to play at a certain level. So I need you to answer not just who's the better quarterback is or was, but the more electrifying quarterback, Lamar Jackson or Michael Vick?
Who is more electrifying? You know what? We'll take a break, then we'll come back, and we'll, because I don't know if it's a, oh, that's the obvious answer there. So Luciano, we'll man, it led to fisticuffs there. They were throwing punches. Man. More phone calls coming up. You imagine it, you're at the barber shop. Well, the barber shop is different. You know, in a black community, barber shop is where you just go and you get to have these arguments. You get a haircut maybe, or you might just hang out.
Sometimes, hey, Mr. Jones, what are you doing here? Oh, I'm just hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, I hate my wife. Oh, okay. No, you too? Hang out.
I don't know if you say that out loud, that you hate your wife.
In the barbershop.
Oh, you can?
It's amongst just men.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Closed fist punch or attack with scissors in the barbershop? Which is worse? Because they have some things at their disposal that could be a...
What would you rather not have?
This is the one time Todd opened his mic today, and it was for that.
Yeah, you haven't said a word.
I think I said a couple
of things. We're 90 minutes in.
Play the tape back. I'm and you sure go,
that is tough.
No, you didn't say anything.
I haven't said
even when
thing.
I went to you an hour ago, and you go,
you
lost
me 2 minutes my, after I raised my hand.
My train of thought.
I missed the moment.
Yes, Eden.
Well, Todd, why don't we ask you, would you rather be attacked with a closed fist punch or scissors?
I'll take the punch.
Of course you would.
Makes my Sam Darnold bit look fantastic. Yeah. I mean, my Sam Darnold bit is crushing now.
Thank you, Todd. I'll talk to you at the end of the show.
Oh, good grief.
I like when you lose your thought, you know, your train of thought there. Okay, we'll come back. We'll discuss that. More electric, Lamar Jackson or Michael Vick. And more of your phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. When the night shift starts, the nightmare begins. Five Nights at Freddy's in theaters and streaming now on Peacock, coming up this Friday. Fritzy has a problem with Five Nights at Freddy's. Why do you have a problem with that title?
I don't know, because there's a select few scary names in horror movies, and why would you use Freddy that people think it's related to Freddy Krueger movies? Or, you know, you got your Michael Myers, your Freddy Kruegers, your Chuckies, your Jasons. There's like a billion other names. Really got to go with
this.
Freddy.
Isn't related to Freddy Krueger?
I don't believe it is.
Okay.
It's like animals that come to life at like a Chuck E. Cheese kind of place.
Animals come to life at Chuck E. Cheese?
Now, if that was the name of the movie, I'm going.
Yeah.
I think it's a video game that they've made into a series. That's kind of a popular trend now.
Okay. Five Nights at Freddy's. Who's been to Chuck E. Cheese? Paulie?
A long time
ago. Oh, yeah. Oh, all of us. Yeah.
Well, I feel like at some point I must have.
Yeah.
But I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
I went in August.
If you're a good enough parent, you're going to Chuck E. Cheese at least once.
Richie went by himself, though.
I did. I was like, where's the skee ball? I don't think the skee ball was working that day.
No, there's that big pit of plastic balls that you can jump into.
Could lose a kid in there.
You can. You can. But you need to have a child if you're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese, Todd.
I guess. Yes, you can't. Technically. Yeah. You don't have to.
No, I think it's a law.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yes, Marv.
Your sentiments exactly.
Okay.
No, just go there with a kid.
Yeah.
For the love of God, please.
Yes, yes. All right. Chris Sims will join us coming up a little bit later on. Brent in Ohio. Hey, Brent. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
No problem. Hey, DP.
Hey.
59165. I was listening to the show podcast yesterday afternoon. I heard you mention at the beginning that perhaps Michigan was under the spotlight because they're playing really well this year. They're highly ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has them in their playoff projections. But I want to say future Chicago Bears head coach Jim Harbaugh still maintains he's got no knowledge of this scheme. But little stat, when Harbaugh took over in 2015, from then through 2020, they were 25-25 against the spread in the Big Ten. Since the beginning of the allegations, which are supposed to have happened in 2021 through now, they've gone 17-5 against the spread, beating Vegas by almost 9 points per game. So, begs the question, while they're highly ranked and playing well, could they conceivably, possibly, maybe, perhaps, be playing well because they know every play that every opponent calls ahead of time?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Thank you, Brent. Certainly seems like somebody is out to sabotage Jim Harbaugh. And in the process, sabotage Michigan. This almost feels like it's Jim Harbaugh related, that this is happening. Jim says he doesn't know it's happening. There's so much information. There's great reporting on this. Every single day, it feels like there's something that's happening. But I don't know how it started. Like, where did it originate where somebody goes, hey, you know what I'm hearing? And then all of a sudden, somebody's hearing, and then somebody's investigating, and then something comes to light. And it just feels like somebody is out to make sure that this gets out. And I don't know if it's somebody inside Michigan, a booster, a disgruntled booster, somebody, coach, I don't know. Feels like this has to come from, I think, somebody inside. That was my feeling. Now, I don't have any information on it. I shouldn't even be speculating like that. But it just feels like somebody's got this information and then leaking it out. Now, other schools claim that they knew that Michigan was doing this. But now we're starting to get more detail, like real detail here. And most of these schools, you know, they clamp everybody, you know, their mouth shut. Like nobody says anything. If anything happens at Alabama or Georgia, some of these, you know, Ohio State, you know, no one's saying anything about anything, right? Right. But there's just too much information that's been leaked here. All right, we did have Luciano, the barber shop owner, who said that this is a very serious topic, and fists were thrown yesterday at the barber shop in Brooklyn. So he asked the most electrifying quarterback, Lamar Jackson or Michael Vick. Let's go around the room. Now, of course, Michael Vick, his career is over, but Lamar Jackson is maybe in the MVP conversation again this year. Todd, I'm going to start with you.
I'm going to still go with Vic.
All right, Michael Vick. Seton O'Connor.
Oh, man. I feel like the older part of me wants to say Michael Vick because he was earlier to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I find myself tuning into Lamar Jackson more than I did when Michael Vick was playing.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to say Lamar Jackson, as much as it hurts my heart to say.
All right, Marvin.
I'm going to go Vic. I think his highlight package is bar none.
All right. Seton O'Connor. Paulie?
I'm also going to go Vic, even though he was a subpar passer in compared to Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. But from breakaway touchdowns, making people miss, lowering his shoulder at times, Vic. I would go off the board and throw out Randall Cunningham as well, but Vic, yeah.
Yes, Marv.
And I think there's certain plays that you never forget. Even like you were saying, he's a subpar passer, but there's the pass on Monday Night Football where he just throws it 80 yards to DeSean Jackson, like the first play of the game on Monday Night Football, and then just the runs were just insane. So
Seton?
I feel like Lamar Jackson is a better Michael Vick than Michael Vick. But you don't get Lamar Jackson without Michael Vick being there first, but I think Lamar Jackson does Michael Vick better than Michael Vick did.
I think Michael Vick is more electric. I think Lamar is a better quarterback, but I think Michael Vick's more electric. And that's two different topics. It's like Vince Carter was more electric than Grant Hill, but Grant Hill was a better basketball player. I think that sounds logical, right? But I'd say Michael Vick. And Michael Vick, when he first started, we had not seen that.
What did you just say about Grant Hill?
That Grant Hill is a better basketball player than Vince Carter.
Oh, than Vince Carter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. When he's healthy, when Grant Hill's healthy. Mm. Yeah.
If only.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brain turned you into saying Michael Jordan, but then that.
No, it wasn't Michael Jordan.
But, you know, when I hear Vince Carter, I think of greats. So.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
People who have changed
yes,
the game.
He's wonderful.
The course of time.
Electric. Yeah. Electric. Yeah. He's electric.
Multidimensional.
Timbo in Cincinnati. Hi, Timbo.
Hey there. First time, long time. 5'10", 210, dad bod. Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for what you do on the program. Recently, I've come down with what I'm calling retirement-like symptoms, and so listening to the show on the podcast.
How about Timbo, retirement-like yeah, symptoms? Okay. I hope I never get those.
Yeah, hopefully this intermittent retirement will be ending soon.
Okay.
But, want to give a quick shout-out to my alma mater just down the road from the former home of the College Football Hall of Fame, my Milford High School Eagles football team. Finished their season undefeated, and they're hosting their first-ever Division I playoff game this weekend. Just to make a quick comment on the Victor Webbiana show, I tuned in last night, probably the first time I've watched an NBA game before Christmas. And I was really impressed by his debut. Definitely lived up to the hype, as did Derek Lively II from my Blue Devils, who was picked about 10 spots behind him. He actually had a better stat line last night and came with the win. So that was also impressive for both of those two youngsters. It's really good for the game. In terms of how Victor will change the game, I think he may change the viewership patterns because people will definitely tune in to see him. I don't know that he can live up to the hype of changing how teams play.
Well, thank you, Timbo. I like when somebody says a quick comment, then it's not quick. Come on, Timbo. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Retirement. It's already happened.
Timbo is a nickname, right?
Timbo. Chris Sims will join us. I'll ask him the Michael Vick question. More electric. And also the Sam Darnold situation. Man, Paulie loves this Sam Darnold possibility here. 2 hours in the books, and we have one more to go.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.